Welcome, good morning. Let's begin by taking a moment to let our mind, our body, our heart align with our breath. Do you live your life struggling against the current? Trying to use force or resistance to will your way into life happening the way you think it should? Or do you move with the flow like a sailor using the wind, trusting that the universe is taking you exactly where you need to be at all times? We are always riding this flow of life. It's just a matter of whether we are willing to go with it or try to resist it. Let your head fall down, roll from side to side. And as we come back to center, let's bring hands to the heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. Inhale, let your arms circle up into the sky. And exhale, hands come back into the heart. Go with the flow. Follow the flow of your breath. It's always flowing. One more time, circle arms up into the sky and all the way around and back into your heart again. Choosing to go with the flow is often a matter of letting go of the notion that we need to be in control all the time. The flow is always taking you where you need to go. You just need to decide whether you plan on trusting the ride or having it take you there with your feet dragging. Inhale, reach to the sky again. This time when we exhale, let's fold into a forward bend. Hands come down to the mat, we'll step our feet back, and let's step into downward facing dog. Hips pointing to the sky as we push away from our hands, taking a wonderful stretch into the body. As you practice today, go with the flow. Notice where your body resists the entry of your breath, where your mind resists exploring. As you stand in this downward facing dog, feel free to lower one foot and then the other. Just explore the movement of your body. We're always flowing. The breath is flowing. Blood is flowing. The energy is flowing. Let's walk our hands back to our feet, coming to a forward bend. In this and every pose, listen to your own body and find where it makes sense for you as you interpret each pose to the language that your own body speaks. And then we'll walk our hands forward again. Step right back into downward facing dog. Take another moment here. And then set knees onto the floor. Take hands right underneath the shoulders. And let's follow the flow of cat and cow. Inhaling, the head and the tail lift. And exhaling, we draw our back up into the sky. Go with the flow. The flow of your breath, the flow of your body. Be a ship sailing with the wind. Not a fish swimming upstream. And when you come to the next exhale, slowly lay your hips down into your heels and let's settle in for a moment to child's pose. You can let your hands walk forward. You can spread your knees open and create more breathing space. And anytime today you'd like to pause your practice for a little bit, you're welcome to return to Child's Pose. There'll be a couple of opportunities built into our practice today, but you can add your own whenever you want to. So let's keep flowing. Toes turn to the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. We'll step our right foot forward, lay the left knee down, keep the left hand on the mat. Take the right arm with a big circle to the front, and then up into a twist, and all the way around to the back, and down to the mat. And then we'll step the right foot back. Inhale, come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, roll the shoulders back and lift the heart into cobra. And then exhale, hips to heels, child's pose. Again, inhale, come forward. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, cobra. And with the exhale, back to child's pose. And from here, we turn toes into the floor and hips to the sky. Back to downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward, the right knee on the mat. Right hand stays on the mat. Take the left arm and reach it forward, all the way up and around in the twist. And back down to the mat again. And then we'll step our left foot back. Inhale, come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Now do this little flow a couple more times. Go with the flow. Use your breath as your ally to make everything just a little bit more effortless. Take this flow one last time until it lays you down again into child's pose. Rest there a second while everyone else gets here so that we can move on together. Toes turn to the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And then inhaling, we rise all the way up. Exhale, bring hands to the heart. With the next inhale, take one arm forward and one arm back as we bend the knees and swing the arms back and forth. Go with the flow. And take both arms to the back. And then both arms to the sky. Exhale, bring hands to the heart. Step to the front of the mat. Let's take a sun salutation. Inhale, reach up into the air. And then exhale, sink the hips down and back, chair pose. Inhale, rise up again. Extend into a little bit of a back bend if you want. And exhale, dive all the way down. Inhaling, we'll lift halfway up. And with an exhale, hands come to the mat, we stretch our right leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, knee up, knee down, whatever language your body speaks. Inhale, arms to the sky. Exhale, hands to the mat. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And we'll take our exhale back to downward facing dog. And the right leg now reaches up into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, bring hands down again. The left foot steps up and joins the right. And inhaling, we rise. Exhale, chair. Inhale, right up into the sky. Again, a back bend's yours if you like it. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, come halfway up. And we exhale, taking hands to the mat. Now the left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, circle arms up. And exhale, circle arms down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Take your left leg, reach it into the sky. And then step or help the left foot forward. lunge or kneeling lunge. With an exhale, hands return to the mat, the right foot steps up to the front. And inhaling, we rise up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, to the sky again, little back bend if you like it. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhaling, our hands come to the mat. Now we'll walk our feet back and come to downward facing dog. Take a moment to feel the flow of breath, the flow of energy. And let's let our body flow. Take the right leg, reach it up into the sky. Step the right foot forward, lay the back foot down flat. We step into warrior one. So step into a firm foundation, the front knee lunging forward as the back leg is straight and strong. Breathe in the energy of this pose. Go with the flow. Notice if your body is resisting the breath anywhere. Let it slowly open and soften. Riding waves of breath, exhale, take hands down and back. And then inhale, arms to the sky. Let it flow. Go with the flow. A ship sailing with the wind. Next time, arms reach to the sky, take hands to a prayer. As you bring the prayer to your heart, step forward. Inhale, the prayer, reach up and burst open. Exhale, dive all the way down. Inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, fold forward. Next inhale, sink down with the hips and the heels. Chair pose, arms, heart, reach up. And then exhale, fold forward. Inhale, halfway lift. Go with the flow, keep flowing between the two. Exhale, forward bend. Inhale, hips and heels down. Arms and heart up, chair pose. Exhaling down. Inhale, halfway lift. We'll do it again. Exhale, fold forward. Inhaling, hips down, chair pose. And exhale, fold forward. One more time, inhale, halfway up. And then exhale, take hands to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Create the foundation that supports you. Let the breath enter your body, go with the flow. Now take hands to a prayer above your head. With an exhale, bend the elbows as the prayer drops down behind the head. And then inhale, the prayer lifts up again. Go with the flow. Now the next time the prayer reaches up, bring the prayer to your heart. Let's add a twist. Take the right elbow, cross it over the left thigh. Lengthen throughout the body as the twist spirals around to the left, like a vine wrapped around a trellis. Feel free to spread your arms wide open if you like. Keep the prayer next to your heart if you like, to lay your back knee down if you like. Go with the flow. Try not to resist. And then unwinding the twist, hands come to the mat. Send your left leg up to the sky behind you. Then bring the left knee in under your body. Hold it there strong, the foot, the knee coming in tight to you, engaging strength. And then send the left leg back into the sky. Let's walk our hands back to the right foot, the standing splits. And then we'll walk our hands forward again. As we come to the vinyasa, you can keep your left leg in the sky if you like, or you can bring that left foot back down to the mat. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog, with left leg either still in the sky or now reaching up to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Lay the back foot flat, warrior one. Feel the flow of energy in your body. Exhale, hands reach down and back. And inhaling, they rise up. Let your foundation hold you steady as you go with the flow. Next time, the arms reach up. Take hands to a prayer. Prayer to the heart. Step forward. Inhale. Reach the prayer up. Burst it open. Exhale. Dive down. Inhale. Halfway lift. Exhale. Fold forward. Inhale. Hips and heels sink down. Chair pose. And exhale. Come down. You know the flow. Inhale. Halfway lift. Exhale, forward bent. Inhaling, chair. Keep flowing. Follow your own breath. Do the whole thing once more. Until we come down from the chair pose and inhale for one more halfway lift. Exhale, hands come down. We step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Start from the ground and let it grow to the sky. And then hands meet in a prayer. Exhaling, the prayer dips behind the head. And inhaling, it reaches up. Once more, the prayer comes down behind the head. And then as we reach it up, let's come to the twist, hooking the left elbow across the right thigh. Lengthen, turn this twist around to the right. Interpret it to the language that your body speaks. And then unwinding the twist. Our hands come to the mat. We send the right leg up into the sky behind us. Bring the right knee in. Come forward. Come to plank pose. The shoulders right above the wrist. The whole body engaged strongly as the knee and foot of the right leg come in toward you. And then right leg to the sky. Hands walk back to the left foot. Standing splits. And then hands walk forward again. And as we move through the vinyasa, again, you can choose to keep your right leg up or set it down. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Right leg up in the sky. Step the right foot forward. The back foot flat down, reach up, warrior one. And this warrior one, let's bend the elbows so our arms come like goalposts. Inhaling, take the elbows back, let the heart reach forward. And exhaling, bring the elbows forward. Go with the flow. One more inhale, the elbows go back. And exhaling, hands come all the way together at the heart, straighten the front leg. We'll step into pyramid pose next, so if you feel like a little step in before we do, you can take that now. Hands come to the hips, or maybe they make a prayer behind your back. Let's turn our whole pelvis forward as we enter this pyramid pose. Grounding through the feet, lengthening through the back. Go with the flow. Take the tiniest little bit of a pulse with your breath. As you inhale, come up just a bit and lengthen. As you exhale, just the tiniest bit of depth. Inhaling, we lengthen. Exhaling, deepen. But only to the language that your body speaks. One more inhale, lengthening. And with the next exhale, hands come down to the mat, we step forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. And exhale, hands come behind the back. Fingers join together, roll the shoulders back. Let the heart open even more. Notice where you have resistance. And can you soften there? Allow the flow. Now tip the hips and pour this forward. Drop hands down to the ground. With the next inhale, come halfway up. Lengthen. Exhale, take hands to the mat. Step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. This time we circle arms around and around. Arms reach back into the sky, and with an exhale, down onto the mat. Send the left leg to the sky behind you. Bring the left knee in, strength. Keep breathing, feel the flow. Left leg up in the sky, walk hands back to the right foot. Standing splits. And then walk the hands forward again. With leg up or leg down, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog. Left leg is in the sky. Step the left foot forward. The back foot flat, reaching up, warrior one. Elbows bend like goalposts. Inhale, reach the elbows back. And exhale forward. Like a ship sailing with the wind, going with the flow. One more inhale as the elbows go back. One more exhale, hands come together at the heart, straighten the front leg. Take a step in if you'd like for pyramid pose. Hands to the hips or the prayer behind the back. Tip the pelvis forward. Fold into pyramid pose. Find it by deepening the foundation of your feet. And then go with the flow. Just a little pulse lifting you up and out with the inhale. And exhaling, feel the foundation deeper. Inhale, length. Exhale, depth. One more time, this pose flows, and exhaling, hands come to the mat. We step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, hands behind the back. Fingers join, we roll the shoulders back. We lift the heart up. Where are you resisting? Where are you swimming upstream? Tip the hips and fold forward. And then hands fall down to the mat. With the next inhale, lift to the horizon. And exhaling, hands come to the mat. Step the left foot, or the right foot, sorry, left foot back. No, right foot back, my bad. Step the right foot forward, step the left foot back. I was right the first time. Reach up, lunge or kneeling lunge, circling around and around. Once more, the arms reach up. And exhale, come down to the mat. Send the right leg to the sky behind you. Bring the right knee in, come forward, strength. Whole body engaged. Keep breathing. Right leg to the sky, walk hands to the left foot. Standing splits. And then let's walk our hands forward again. Back to downward facing dog, right leg in the air or on the mat, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhale back, downward facing dog. Right leg sky high. Take a wide step forward with the right foot. Back foot lays flat, we open to warrior two. Now spread yourself wide across the mat. Feel the flow of your breath, the flow of energy inside of you. Go with the flow. Now bend the right arm, lay it across the right thigh. Take the left fingertips straight into the sky as we open into side angle pose. Go to the depth that makes this pose right for you. That speaks to you, that speaks in the way your body speaks, that is your flow. Now a circle with the top arm reaching toward the back of the mat, going alongside the back leg, pointing down to the ground. And when the left arm points straight ahead, straighten the right leg. Continue that circle until you've opened into triangle pose. Now the legs straight, the body extended, open. Now push into the feet. The right hand reaches up to meet the left. Bring hands to the heart. Turn your feet around to the long side of the mat. Once you've settled here, point your toes to the corners. And as we bend the knees and sink the hips down, let's reach the prayer to the sky, simultaneously rising up and sinking down. You can fold the fingers so a steeple reaches up if you'd like with your index fingers. And now as we rise up, the prayer comes back to the heart. Toes around to the long side of the mat. Hands to the hips, let's pour ourselves forward. And hands drop down to the ground. Let's enjoy another twist. So set your foundation for the twist. Right hand to the floor, left hand to the low back. Lengthen through the back and the crown of the head as you spin your twist around to the left. As you come to the twist, feel free to take your left arm all the way up into the air if you like. Whatever feels right for you. The language that your body speaks. Unwinding the twist, left hand returns to the mat. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, fold forward, left hand under the face, right hand behind the back. Lengthen and spiral the twist around to the right this time. Making it your own. Following your flow, the flow of the movement that your body wants to take. Unwinding again, right hand comes back to the mat, inhale, come halfway up. And exhale, take hands to the mat, walk hands around to the front of the mat. Step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bend the knees, swing the arms forward and back like we did at the very beginning. Both arms to the back, both arms to the sky. Exhale, dive all the way down. As hands come to the mat, step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then bring hands into the heart and onto the left thigh, lay the right knee down. Inhale, arms wide open. And then exhale, bow. Go with the flow. One more time opening, one more time bowing, hands to the mat. Turn the right toes under, send the left leg to the sky behind you. Bring the left knee in with strength. And then left leg to the sky, walk hands back to the right foot. Standing splits. And then walk hands forward again. And with leg up or down, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg is up in the sky. Take a big wide step forward with the left foot. Take our last flow, back foot flat. Warrior two. Spread yourself wide open. Go with the flow of your body, with the flow of your breath. Bend the left arm, lay it across the left thigh, right fingers in the sky. Side angle pose. Let it open. Feel where your body wants to flow and go there. Circle the top arm around toward the back, along the back leg, down by the ground. As the right hand points forward, straighten the left leg. The circle opens into triangle pose. Push into the feet, left hand reaches up to meet the right. As hands come to the heart, turn feet around to the long side of the mat. And then turn toes to the corners. Again, as we sink down with the hips, the prayer rises up, perhaps creating a steeple above you. Feel your breath flow. And now as we rise up, the prayer comes into the heart. Toes around to the long side of the mat, hands to the hips, pour yourself down. And hands come to the ground. Drop hands to the floor. Let's take another twist here. Right hand below the face, left hand low back. Lengthen, twist around to the left. Where does your body want to flow? Unwinding, hands come to the mat. Inhale, come halfway up, maybe to the hands onto the legs or the fingertips. Exhale, fold forward. Left hand on the ground, right hand low back. Turn your twist to the right. Lengthening, breathing, feeling. Going with your flow. Untwisting. Inhale, come halfway up. And exhale, fold forward. Let's walk our hands around to the front of the mat, adjusting the feet. Step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bend the knees, swing the arms. Both arms to the back. Both arms to the sky. This time, exhale, hands to the heart. Let's take one last experience here, a standing back bend. So step your feet hip distance apart. Lay your hands at your low back where you'll make fists. Feeling the ground beneath your feet rise up with energy through your body. Roll the shoulders back and curve into your very own back bend. Go with your own flow. Where does your body want to move? And then slowly rise up. Hands to the hips, folding yourself all the way down. Hands come to the ground, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, reach to the sky, and then exhale. Bring prayer to the heart. Onto the front leg, lay the back leg down. Inhale, wide open. And exhale, bow. with your flow. One more inhale opens wide. One more exhale, we bow. We take hands to the mat. We turn the back toes under. This time, step the left foot back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling back to downward facing dog, lay your knees now to the mat. Hips snuggle into the heels. Come to rest in child's pose. Feel the flow within you. If the flow of life is like a river, it's counterproductive to try and paddle our raft upstream. Maybe we could do it, but we won't get very far, and it's a waste of energy. On the other hand, we can't simply throw our paddle away and let the river of life take us wherever it wants. We'll get pounded on the rocks. So the thing to do is to go with the flow, but also use our minds, our energy, our paddle, to go where we want to go. To avoid rapids and rocks when we can. To paddle to shore and take a break. And when we're really skillful, we can have a great time playing in the rapids. Now look to the hands, lay them firmly on the ground. Turn toes into the floor and hips to the sky. Make a return to downward facing dog, and let's just walk our feet up to meet our hands. Slowly rise up with an inhale. And exhaling, welcome a prayer into our heart. So we'll step into a balance series now. Step firmly onto the right foot to begin, and we'll start today with tree pose. So create the root system to hold you strong. Take the left foot to the ankle, or the calf, or the thigh of your right leg. Find your center. You can have your hands at your heart, or they can become like branches growing and expanding. Go with the flow. Your flow may have you step out for a moment and start again, and that's fine. Now bring hands back to a prayer at the heart. As you do, take the left knee forward. Lift the thigh up nice and high. Lift the head up nice and high. Feel your roots deep. Now, if you'd like to straighten the left leg, feel free to do that, or just keep it bent. Now, if you're balancing with the legs straight, go ahead and bend it again. And then spread your arms out wide as they become the wings for eagle pose. Wrap the left leg around the right, and then the right arm over the left. You can either hug your shoulders here, or you can bring the arms together. And then slowly let the arms rise up. Hands crossing above you, the eagle rises. And then hands to the heart as we step down. Before we step onto the left leg, take whatever little stretch your body needs. And then when you're ready, plant the roots for tree pose with the left foot. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Finding center, maybe reach into the sky. Interpret it to the language that your body speaks, to your own flow. And then as hands come to the heart, let's take the right leg forward, pushing down into the root system through our foot. The knee grows, lifts higher, the head lifts higher. Straighten the leg or bend the knee, whatever you like. And then coming back to the bent knee, the wings of the eagles, reach out wide. Wind the right leg around the left arm now over the right with hands on the shoulders or arms together. And then the eagle rises, the hands reaching up and crossing over the head. And then hands to the heart, step down. Go with the flow, whatever little stretch your body wants, take it. And then lift and inhale up into the sky. And follow the exhale all the way down to the earth. Walk the feet back. Lay the knees down. Hips slip into the heels, we come back to child's pose. Now we'll walk our hands around to the right, taking a stretch into the left side body. And then hands back to center and around to the left. Feel that stretch in the right side body. Opening up places of resistance to let the breath in. Walk hands back to center now and then in towards your knees. Crisscross the feet, take your hips right over the top of your feet. And we bring our practice down onto the floor. Moving into hip opening now, take the right foot in front of you on the mat. Pick the left foot up, cross it over the right ankle, hold on to the right shin. And then close your eyes as you sit up straight and tall. You may begin to feel this opening in your left hip. Find where it feels good, go with the flow. And then open your eyes, keep the legs crossed, take hands to the floor behind your hips, fingers pointing forward. Push into the right hand or the right foot and both hands and lift the hips up off the ground. And then carefully set the hips down again, the legs still crossed. Now let's reach through, grab the back of the right leg and carefully roll down onto our back. As the head lays to the ground, draw the legs in closer and deepen that opening in the left hip. Letting go so you can go with the flow. Letting go of resistance, of the urge to control everything. Let it go. Reach your right leg up into the sky. Use it to swing yourself back up to sit. And then let the left foot slip down to the inner right thigh. Inhaling, we reach up into our breath. And exhaling, we tip the pelvis toward the right leg and extend into a forward bend. Close your eyes, interpret it to the language your own body speaks. Enjoy the flow of breath, of energy. With the right hand remaining alongside the right leg, take the left hand behind the back, point the left fingertips up to the sky, take a moment to look up to the fingertips. We'll keep looking right at that spot as we extend into a beautiful side bend over toward the right leg. The whole left side of the body enjoying the chance to open up, to receive the breath. And then the left fingertips up to the sky again, and then onto the floor behind the left hip. This time we'll step onto the left knee and shin and arch the right arm up and back behind the body. And then we'll come back to sit. Change of sides. Take the left foot out in front of you, right ankle crossing the left thigh. First, holding onto the shin, sitting up straight and tall, closing our eyes so we're not tempted to control anything. So just go with the flow. Opening the eyes, taking hands to the floor behind the hips, legs remaining as they are. Push into the left foot, both hands, lift the hips off the ground. And then sit the hips back down. Reach through, grab the back of the left leg, lay down gently onto your back. And as the head sets down onto the floor, the legs draw into the body until you find that sweet spot your body loves. And then let go of your resistance. Sail like a ship in the wind. The left leg reaches up into the sky. We'll use it to swing ourselves up to sit. As we do, the right foot slips down to the inner left thigh. And inhaling, we rise into the breath. Exhale, tip the hips forward, fold over the left leg. Close your eyes. Feel where your body wants to flow. The left hand remain with the left leg, the right hand behind the back. And pointing to the sky as we look up, we'll keep looking up as we take the side bend over toward the left leg now. Opening up the right side body. And then right hand back to the sky, onto the floor behind the right hip. Step onto the right knee and shin, take the left arm up and back. And then come down again. Take both feet down in front of you and gently lay yourself down onto the floor. So roll down onto your back, give your knees a little hug. Pick a little rock side to side. Lift legs straight up into the sky now and take a prayer to your heart. And with little pulses, reach that prayer up and down. Engaging, strengthening our abdominal muscles. Let it flow. Take a few over to the left side of your legs, engaging the obliques on your sides, strengthening all the way across our abdominal center. Come back to center, and then let's go over to the right side. Last couple at the center. And then reach up, take the knees, draw them into your body. Lay your head down, let it rock side to side. And we'll step into inversions. Feel free to move into a shoulder stand or a bridge pose, whatever your body feels like flowing into today. If it feels like you want to flow into a shoulder stand, carefully, gently lifting hips and legs above your shoulders, using the support of your hands and arms. If it feels like flowing into a bridge pose, push into both feet, lift the hips up off the ground. Slowly, carefully begin to lay yourself down onto the ground once again. Gently placing each vertebra down onto the ground until you're all the way home again. Wrap arms around your knees, rock your body side to side. And for fish pose, we'll place our feet on the floor, lifting hips up to slide the hands underneath. Then the legs stretch all the way out. We sit on the hands, tuck the elbows underneath our back. Laying our head back, the neck opens. Rolling our shoulders back, the heart lifts and opens. And then the head comes back up first as we then lay the body down onto the ground. Hands slide out from underneath the hips, and now let's reach our arms behind our head to the floor. We'll take one last twist now. Reach down, take hold of the right leg. Cross it over you to the left as you turn your head to the right. Let go of your resistance, your need to control. Let your body go with the flow. Release the left hand, let the twist unroll, you lay you onto the mat. Realign yourself with the center. Before we twist the other way, let's stretch out long again. Arms and legs reaching. And this time we reach down, collect the left leg. Take it across you to the right, turning your head now to the left. And then the right hand falls down. We unroll the twist once again. Returning to the center of our mat, lay yourself down now. Get something warm if you'd like. Close your eyes. Release your body and go with the flow into this final relaxation. This river of life runs between two banks. On one side is the bank of prosperity, happiness, peace, pleasure, and all positive things. The other side of the bank is sadness, poverty, depression, grief, pain, hurts, and all negative things. The problem is not that we bump into these banks during that common voyage of life, but that we get run aground, get stuck on one bank or the other. Life is an ever-flowing process. It never stops. It flows through seas of tranquility, oceans of eternity, and skies of forever. And it must keep flowing. A little time on either bank is fine. However, stagnation or habitual patterns develop if you spend a lifetime stuck on one bank or the other. Our souls feel good when we go with the flow of the universe. All we have to do is make the choice to ride its currents. You'll meet the parts of your soul everywhere you go. Every bend in the river is an indication that life is forever flowing. In the last moments of this final relaxation, create for yourself a meaningful closure for this practice today. And whenever you feel happy with that closure, then roll over onto your right side. Rest there peacefully, just going with the flow. And finally, carefully, bring yourself back to that same place where we began, sitting on our mat with our mind, our body, our heart aligned with our breath. And come here to offer your gratitude for this practice today, for the gifts that you've received, and for how wonderful you feel. And once more, let's drop our head down. Let it flow from side to side. And then coming back to center again. With an inhale, let arms circle up into the sky. Hands connect in a prayer. And the prayer comes to our forehead. May we go with the flow in our thoughts today. And then to our lips. May we go with the flow in our words. And to our heart. May we go with the flow in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.